Adventures in Odyssey.
I just smelled that fresh country air. Oh, I tell you, Whit, I've been missing this cabin something fierce.
Yeah, well, I can see why. Oh, it's just beautiful up here.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for inviting me, Red.
Oh, of course. My grandpappy built it for a place to come for some peace and quiet. Said everyone needs a retreat where they can get alone with God.
Yeah, well, I've been dealing with a number of strains in my life lately. I don't think I realized the toll they were taking. Peace and quiet with God is exactly what the doctor ordered.
Yeah.
Well, I better get moving if I hope to get any fishing done today.
Now, you got the directions I wrote up for you. I wouldn't want you getting lost.
Well, yeah, right here. It says, 3 miles north of the big yellow rock by the fence, south of the hollow.
Now, that's the yellow rock, not the orangish tan one. That's important.
Well, I always have my map and compass as a backup.
Well, those things don't make no sense to me, but to each his own. Now, you catch a mess of catfish for us, and I'll fry them up into something special. I'll see you in a few days, Whit.
Thanks, Red.
There won't be any cell phone reception up there. I ought to mention that.
Not a problem. All the better, really.
And I'd make sure not to cross over into Mason County to the west. Folks living out there are a disagreeable sort. Couldn't pour water from a boot with the directions on the bottom.
Okay.
They won't know you from Adam's house cat.
Thanks.
Good fishing, Whit.
That's what I'm hoping for. Gone more than 3 miles. And certainly I haven't seen a rock that looks like a coondog in the hunt. This map is of no help. The topography here is totally different. Admitted, Whit, you're lost. Okay, I'm lost. I admit it. You don't have to rub it in. Whoa. A lake! Oh, and what a gorgeous lake it is. I knew I wasn't lost.
Who you talking to, stranger?
What? Oh, you startled me.
You're one of them, ain't you?
One of whom?
You know whom. A McNutt.
No, I've never met a McNutt. I've had a McMuffin.
Don't play cagey with me, McNutt. I can see you clean through.
Oh, now listen, Mr.
You knows good and well I'm a Dagmar. Theo Dagmar. The third of that name, Theo, that is, not Dagmar. There's a bunch of them.
Well, the thing is, I'm not from around here.
Uh-huh. No one finds their way in here unless they know how.
Or get lost.
Didn't I just hear you saying you weren't lost?
Well, yes, I was, but there was a...
You McNuts always did talk out of both sides of your pie hole. You best pick up your pack. Come along with me.
Oh, now, wait a second.
Now! Keep a moving. We ain't got all day.
Would it be all right if we started over? My name is John Avery Whitaker, and I was just hoping to do a bit of fishing is all.
Nice to meet you. So you admit your crime?
Isn't this public property?
The good book says you can't clean up the creek lessen you cleans out the hogs wallering in it. This here water you were about to go wallering in is Dagmar Lake. You're trespassing, and we don't take kindly to trespassers.
Oh, fine. Well, in that case...
Hold your horses right there, you two.
Not another one. Is that you, Ernie McNutt?
It surely is, Dagmar.
Hiding in a tree, huh? Typical. You gets down from there.
I will not.
You will?
I won't. I got the beads on both you. This is McNutt Land and McNutt Lake.
Is not.
It's out.
Nope.
Yep, and if you want to pass this way, you're going to pay a toll for it.
Says who?
Says me.
Now, look, gentlemen, I think we...
Hesho! I'm not paying nothing, McNutt. If anyone's gonna pay, it's your kin here. He's been trespassing.
That feller's no kin of mine. But since you want him so much, I'm gonna take him from you.
You house him, do it.
I will if and I want to. Like I said, I got the feed on you.
Are you all right? Hello? He's unconscious.
A McNutt ain't the smartest pecan in the pie. I figured if I kept him talking long enough, he'd shoot himself in the foot or something. But this'll do. Let's go.
No. He needs help. He could have a concussion. Is there a hospital nearby?
Sure. About 50 miles that away. There's a dock in town, but I ain't dragging him all that way.
Well, we can't just leave him here.
Oh, McNutt's people will find him in a day or two. As the good book says, God helps those that help themselves.
You keep quoting the good book. Do you mean the Bible?
Of course.
Then it doesn't say any such thing. But John 15:12 does say, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you."
You know the word?
Yes, I do. And it says we should help this man.
It's again my better judgment, but I suppose we'd better haul him off to Ma. Go on, grab an end. Ma, we need you.
What's all this? Artie McNutt? What'd you go and do now, Theo?
Nothing. He dropped out of a tree without any coercion on my part.
I've checked his vitals. His breathing and pulse are fine. I don't think there are any broken bones.
And who are you?
I'm thinking he's a McNutt, though he won't admit to it. Then again, who would?
I'm not a McNutt. My name is Whitaker. And if there's anything you can do for this man, I'd appreciate it, Mrs. Dagmar.
Well, that's mighty polite of you, Mr. Whitaker.
Ma, this all...
Hush now. We're not finished making introductions. I'm Maybelline L'Oreal Dagmar, Mr. Whitaker. Though everyone hereabouts calls me Ma. So, what happened, Theo?
Ma, I catched this wit feller snuggling up to the lake. And when I was walking him off, that McNutt showed up and, well, pretty much jerked a knot into his own tail.
Is that how it went, Mr. Whitaker?
Well, it's a colorful way to describe it, but yes, I think so. I was heading for a place called Balder Lake, but I got lost. According to this map...
Map! Pshaw! Balder's east of that rock that looks like a coon dog. He's a slick one, Ma. What you want me to do with him?
Well, the good book says to show hospitality to strangers, so we won't be shooting him. Yet.
I assume that the ownership of the lake is the main point of dispute between you and the McNutts.
It ain't no dispute. It's an out-and-out feud. The McNutts have their borderlines all cattywankered. We're the true owners, though. I suppose I should see if this one needs tending to.
You'll do no such thing. I'm as right as rain, and you're lying to this fella.
You calling my ma a liar?
I'm saying there ain't no cattywankering about that lake. We McNutts is remembering the facts. By making me a prisoner, you broke the McNutt-Dagmar truce.
We did no such thing.
Did too.
Did not.
Do. And I'm figuring on letting everybody know.
He run out of here like a turpentine cat. Once he tells his kin that you two dragged him back here, they'll be hotter than a poked hornet's nest. I smell a war a-brewing.
War?
Which these hills ain't seen for some 30 years.
Are there any authorities we could notify?
There's a sheriff.
Well, we should contact him.
Oh, he already knows. That McNutt, he is the sheriff.
Mr. Whitaker?
Oh, Maybelline.
I ain't used to hearing my given name. Since the day my dear departed husband crossed over, I've just been plain old Ma.
I'm sorry.
Don't be. It's nice to hear it again. I am sorry, though, that you had to spend the night out here locked up in a chicken coop. I'd let you go plumb free, but when Dagmar menfolk get something stuck in their craw, even a mother's wishes don't hold sway.
Well, the Bible does say not to love sleep or you'll become poor. I guess I'll be a little bit richer today.
You're a good book man, ain't you?
Well, if you mean, am I a Christian, yes, I am.
Oh, I'd note it the first time I seen you. Can't mistake that look in a man's eye. I'm surprised you're still here. Thought you might have run off last night. This here coop couldn't stop a stiff wind, let alone a strong man such as yourself.
Well, I felt as though I needed to help clear things up between you all and the McNutts.
Mm-hmm. Did you like that possum pie last night? I made it special.
I've never had a better possum pie in my life.
I noticed that you used your napkin and said, "Thank you, Maybelline."
Yes, yes.
And you washed up before dinner.
Right, yes.
Okay, I accept.
Except what?
Why, your proposal of marriage, of course.
What?
I ain't been courted so sweetly since Billy Bob Hanker told me I got hair as black as a tar pit.
Now, Maybelline, Ma, I didn't mean to...
I know I'm not as easy to look at as I was in my younger days, but I'll grow on ya. And if you're a McNutt like Theo says, why, our union would do away with this feud twixt our clans for once and for all.
Maybelline, I promise you I'm not a McNutt. And I wasn't proposing. I was just being considerate.
Oh. You sure?
Positive. On both counts.
Well, that dog won't hunt then. How about being our preacher? We ain't had one nearly ever. I think a man of the cloth might smooth out the bumps around here. McNutts are God-fearing folks, you know.
Well, why haven't you been able to work out your differences?
For the land shall not be sold in perpetuity. The land belongs to me. That there's from the good book, and one of the bits the clans have been fighting over, amongst others.
That verse is from Leviticus, if I'm not mistaken.
You know it?
Well, I'd have to look up in my Bible to refresh my memory, but I'm pretty sure that's the reference.
You got yourself a good book?
Yes, in my pack. You?
No. We hold to the command to hide the good book in our hearts and to pass it down from elder to child as we tend to the fields and such.
Well, of course, that doesn't mean you shouldn't read the Bible as well.
Oh, no need. We got it locked away good and proper up here. We Dagmars got minds like a steel trap. Now you better get before the menfolk wake up.
Get? Are you saying I can leave?
Ain't no sense in you getting caught up in our brouhaha. Fishing's good up at Boulder Lake this time of year. You could be there in a tick's hair if you leave now.
Well, actually, Maybelline, I'm wondering if I could use your phone instead.
Oh, we ain't got one of them. No one in these parts do. Onlyest person I know who has one is Doc Brown, over in Boot Lick, the town closest to here. But if you got lost looking for Coondog Rock, whew, you'd never find your way there. But it just so happens that Theo's going to town today to pick up a few things I need from the general store. So if you don't mind being seen next to a Dagmar, we could go there together.
Well, that would be wonderful.
But do yourself a favor and clean up first. You got chicken feathers all over you.
Red Hollard here. Hello? Who? How did you... Now I told you about Mason County. Well, ain't that a passel of worry? Yeah, I know the place. You got it. I'll be on it like a duck on a June bug, yes, sir. Oh, boy.
Thanks again, Doc.
Bye, Red.
So, did you make your telephone call?
I did.
You want to tell me what it's all about?
I have an idea. Something that might help smooth the bumps, like you said last night.
Oh, my. When a man gets an idea, trouble's a-coming.
Well, tell me what you think of this.
Mr. Whitaker, care for a flapjack?
Oh, no, thank you. Looks like the boys are ready for a confrontation with the McNutts.
That they are. Clem said he saw a passel of McNutts gathering down by Cooper's Field this morning.
Oh, it pains me to think that somebody could get hurt because of this here feud.
What's right is right, Ma.
Go out with your brothers, Theo. See if and you can't calm them down a bit.
Okay. But what's right is right.
What's the word, Maybelline?
It's happening, Mr. Whitaker.
The Dagmars agreed to the parley?
They did. We're all meeting down by the lake shortly.
Hey, looky here what I found.
Whit?
Red.
Another McNutt hostage. You all keep giving yourselves up, this feud will be over before it starts.
You muttonhead, that ain't a McNutt. Can't you tell a hollard when you see one?
I told you I ain't no McNutt.
Yeah, yeah. We're all ready to go, Ma.
All righty then. Lead the way.
Were you able to find it, Red?
Oh, I surely did, Whit. I got the box in my truck parked near the lake and the papers right here in my coat pocket.
Was I right about everything?
Oh, were you ever? Even a little surprise kicker. Cost me $1, by the way.
Oh, well, I'm good for it.
Okay, McNutts. Today we settle our differences for good.
I knew you Dagmars couldn't be trusted. Your ma said y'all came to parley, but here you is, armed to the teeth.
Well, so are you. And what parley's he talking about, Ma?
The one we're going to have right now.
Listen up, everybody. Before we go shooting up the whole forest and each other to boot, we need to try and talk this thing out. Now, like the good book says, we need to be turning away from evil to doing good. Seeking peace and pursuing it.
It also says vengeance is mine. You kidnapped me and I demand retribution.
Get down off your high horse, Ernie McNutt. You gone and fell out of a tree and needed tending to. Theo and Mr. Whitaker here helped you out.
That's Sheriff Ernie McNutt, if you please. And it was a kidnapping, pure and simple. I saw them two was a trespassing and they grabbed me to keep me hashed. That's a crime, if ever there was one.
Trespassing? You're touched. We Dagmars have owned this here lake for generations.
That lie's balder than a pale egg. It'd be rightful if I just arrest all you Dagmars and throw away the key. As the good book says, the wrongdoer will be paid back for the wrong he had done.
It also says all y'all be a brood of vipers.
Does not.
Does do not. Do
not. Hold on, please, everyone. The truth of the matter is that neither you Dagmars nor you McNutts own this lake. My friend Red Hollard here...
Howdy, y'all.
...went to the county assessor's office and found out that this lake does not even exist.
Don't exist? Your cheese slipped off the cracker, friend. I'm looking right at it.
For once, McNutt and I agree. It's easier to shove a watermelon through a garden hose than swallow this slicker's nonsense.
Red, you're on.
Now hold on! Hold on! First of all, I'm no stranger to these parts. I grew up yonder in Stagesville, and it just so happens that my mam's maiden name is McNutt. And my daddy's granny came from the Dagmar clan. Name of Thelma Lou.
You don't say. She used to bounce me on her knee when I was but a nipper.
Yeah, so I know a thing or two. And what I know is this. Because of the ill blood twixt your clans, the county sent out two land assessors way back when. One to plot out the McNutt lands, and one to Dagmar lands.
That's so there'd be no cheat.
And the problem is, when they handed in their reports, the assessments overlapped so bad, the lake plumb disappeared from official county records. And up till today, it weren't even recognized.
Take a looky here at this map I brought.
Well, knock me down.
What you mean by up till today?
When Red pointed out the map's topographical error and the county's need for an assessment erratum, they offered him a deed of conveyance.
Huh?
Now I know how Eugene feels. Red?
Well, what he's saying, I think, is that they gave me right to first claim on the lake. Yeah, all I had to do was pay the filing fee of $1.
Sounds like we got a new enemy.
Yeah, get him, boys!
Wait! Oh, hold on! Red here did you all a huge favor.
How's that? He up and stole our lake.
Pinched it right under our noses.
No, not at all. He bought it for you.
Which you? Us you or them you?
Both. Red intends to sign over the deed to both clans to keep and care for together.
And it'll only cost you 50 cents per claim.
Is there any haggling on that price?
I told you, I'm good for the dollar, Red.
All right. Won't cost you nothing.
The fact is, everybody, ownership of this lake has never been your real problem. Every time you shook your clenched fists at each other, you were declaring that God's ways were not your own.
We'd never say any such thing.
Are you sure?
Certain sure. That's one thing we're all agreeable on.
So you're saying that you'd follow God's word without question?
Just like we always have.
But we ain't been. Not according to this.
Is that a Bible?
It is. Mr. Whitaker brung it.
Well, we already know what it says.
Do we? How about this one? Walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, showing tolerance for one another in love.
I ain't never heard that one. What's it mean, Ma?
Well, I'm thinking it's saying that instead of us butting heads, we ought to be more like the good Lord is with us. Patient, loving, not so bullheaded. We need to think of what's really important and hold on to that.
What other things do that Bible say?
It says, being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
What do you think that means, Sheriff?
I suppose it means if we're going to keep a truce, like God wants us to do, well, we got to put a little sweat into it ourselves. Can't let things get all gummed up just because of pride and such.
Well, since you both agree that God's desires should come first, what do you think God wants the McNutts and Dagmars to do now?
I'd say he wants us to put away our shooting irons and try to get along.
Theo?
I'll try to.
Here's your Bible back, Mr. Whitaker.
Well, actually, Maybelline, that Bible is yours. And just so you'll all stay in the true word, my friend Red here brought a box full of Bibles for you all to share.
They're in the truck. Come and get them!
Just think, Whit. If you hadn't gotten lost, those folks would like to keep on feuding for who knows how long.
All things work together for good, like the good book says.
Well, Ma Dagmar sure enough thought you hung the moon.
She's a good woman.
I'm just sorry you never got to do that fishing you wanted to.
Well, I can always go fishing. The truth is, I wound up where I was supposed to be.
Locked up in a chicken coop?
Well, I could have slipped out of there any time. But helping those folks better understand God's word. Yeah, that's what I needed to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As Maybelline might say, I'm feeling as blessed as a pig in the mud with a mouthful of corn.
Happy as clam at high tide. Happy as a hound dog on a sunny porch.
In 2 Kings chapter 22, King Josiah discovered the book of the law, which had been lost for many years. Without the law, the Israelites had turned away from God and filled his temple with idols to false gods. When the king heard the words of God from the book, he tore his clothes and wept. He was very upset that his people had abandoned God's instructions for them. King Josiah soon made sure everyone in the country heard the words from this book. In the Holy Scriptures, God has revealed himself and his will to us. If we don't study the Bible, we can easily forget or misunderstand what God is saying. And like the Israelites in Josiah's time, or the Dagmars and McNuts on today's adventure, we wind up going in the wrong direction. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Feud of Mason County was written and directed by Bob Hoos, with sound design by Christopher Deal, and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Andre Stoika, Steve Easton, Joey Kamen, Eileen Galindo, and Matt Weber. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.